Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. We are taking a bit of a detour from our usual content because we are going to talk all things audiobooks this entire episode because we have so many to share. We're going to talk about our most favorite audiobooks, and I narrowed it down for me to about 20. There's probably going to be a few more than 20. But I narrowed mine down to 20. And Jesse, I don't know how many you came up with.
I've just got a list.
You've got a list. So probably by the end of this episode, you're going to have close to at least 25 audiobooks. And many of these are ones that you could also would be great reads as well. But I'm specifically sticking with ones that I listened to that I really, really enjoyed listening to. It's summer and I have been asked repeatedly for audiobook recommendations because people know that I love audiobooks. And also, I feel like summer is the time to do a little bit more reading. And before we jump in, I just wanted to mention, for me, I listen to audiobooks when I'm cleaning, when I'm cooking, when I'm driving by myself or with a child or children who are sleeping. I also sometimes will listen when I'm working outside in the yard, and I just find little pockets of time throughout the day to make audiobook listening happen. A lot of people feel like they don't have time to listen to audiobooks, but if you start looking for places in your life, you'll probably find it. And it's a great thing to be able to consume more reading without having to actually sit down and look at a book. I love to listen to mostly fiction or really compelling stories on audiobook because I find that nonfiction, it's better for me if I have a physical book that I'm looking at. It's easier for me to stay engaged with a story and really enjoy the story. So I feel like audiobooks for me, it's a little bit more entertainment, kind of passing the time, you know, doing laundry and cooking and cleaning and things that it makes it a little bit more enjoyable. Now, if I really get into an audiobook, I have been known to listen while I'm doing all sorts of things. And another thing that people often ask me is, do you put headphones in and listen to an audiobook? I don't. I listen to it straight on my phone through the Libby app. Most all of these audiobooks, I think every single one of them that we're going to share, I actually got them through the Libby app, which is free to download. And different libraries have different selections, but definitely check to see if your library offers the Libby app. You can also get free library cards through other states and other cities. If you have a city close by that is larger, they might allow you to have a library card. Also, I believe it is Everyday Reading. We'll link to this in the show notes, but Everyday Reading, she has a list of places where you can get a library card for free, different libraries that offer it. And so they might offer the Libby app and offer a better selection. So just some ways for you to be able to get the audiobooks for free. So are we ready?
Sure.
Now, Jesse, you listen to audiobooks. Usually you have one earbud in. You don't listen to it straight on your phone usually. Although sometimes I think you run it through CarPlay on your, if you're driving.
Yes.
For me, I just.
Versus just, you mean by straight off your phone, you'd mean it's sitting on a counter and just.
Playing. Right. Gotcha. Which for a lot of people that just doesn't work and that's weird. But I find that if I have it in my ear, I'm not as able to be present with. So the only time I would listen to it in an earbud would be if I'm working and by myself, basically. I want to be able to fully hear everything that's going on because maybe a child is crying upstairs. And if I had an earbud in, I might not be able to hear that. So I need to know. So that's why I just listen to it on my phone. I've just done that for years. Okay, so let's jump in. Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate. This was one of the first ones that came to mind. This is a really compelling story, a really heartbreaking story, but the true story of the Tennessee Children's Home Society orphanage scandal and really how they played out in the lives of children who actually went through this horrific experience. So it's one of those that it's historical fiction. So it's based upon true stories. The whole thing isn't completely true, but it's really awful. And it really is also just a very compelling story. It, for me, made me think a lot about how the foster care system, the changes that they've made in Tennessee, a lot of them, it might feel really strict, it might feel really stringent, but they made them because of some of this that happened in Tennessee. So that
I remember when you read that, that was a really fascinating story.
It is. It's crazy and also heartbreaking. So that's Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate. Another one that immediately came to mind that I always recommend, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society. This is a fascinating book. I have read it and I have listened to it and I have watched the movie. I think I actually read the book twice. I may have listened to it twice. It's very well narrated. That's another thing that is really important to me in audiobooks. If the narration is poorly done, mm-hmm. it could be the best story, but I just don't like the narrator's voice or their cadence. And this one is narrated by multiple narrators. And it is a book that is written all in letters, which I actually really love that type of book. I find it's very mm-hmm. fascinating. Mm-hmm. If there's a name for it, I can't. Let me see if I have the thing here. I don't think I do know what the name of it. Somebody knows what that is. But it's a book that's all written in letters, and it is set in World War II, and it's just this really interesting take on World War II. And so that's the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society. Highly recommended. And trying to look on here to see who the author is. We will link all of these in the show notes. The author is Mary Ann Schaefer. Jesse, what do you got on your list?
One of the things that I enjoy doing as far as listening to audiobooks, I get into a series and generally like to start at the beginning of the series and go all the way to the most recent book in that series.
And we're talking like, usually, how many books in these series?
20. I mean, that's the biggest one. But what first got me listening to audiobooks was the Bill O'Reilly's Killing series. That was fascinating because we listened to Killing Kennedy and Lincoln and I thought that Reagan. Reagan was very interesting.
Yes, all three. I feel like all three of those were just fascinating.
And as far as, you know, bringing to light different aspects of their stories that never really knew or understood, like with Reagan, the concept that because he died of Alzheimer's and the concept that he actually started the process of getting Alzheimer's, of starting to die from Alzheimer's, because it's a long process. When he had the assassination attempt back in 1980. Was it 1980? No, mid-80s.
Whatever. His also is very fascinating because it talks a lot about his Hollywood years, which is, mm-hmm. I feel like, something we mostly hear about his presidential years. And mm-hmm. so hearing about his Hollywood years were very interesting. Mm-hmm. And also, he does not narrate the books,
That you really did not like. There was one that he did narrate and you did not like it.
I thought that he also did introductions on them. And I usually always listen to audiobooks on at least 1.25 speed, typically more like 1.4 or 1.7, depending upon the narrator. And with him, there was no way you could speed it up. He talks so mm-hmm. fast.
I just started going through some of the John Grisham novel series, and I've started doing that. Go at 1.25, because otherwise it just go way too slow. And then you go back to like real speed, and it's like, that is really slow. So
a lot of people listen to podcasts also sped up, and they tell me that they listen to our podcast sped up. I've actually never done that before, but that would be very fascinating.
I don't know how they would know what you were saying sometimes because you talk fast.
People do it. Okay, next on my list, The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and this is based on a true story, and it's tagged as a novel, but everything that I researched, it is actually very true to the story. There might be a few little things, but it was really fascinating, especially at the end, to read about the research that the author did. And it is now a series or a show. I have not watched it yet because I actually looked it up and there were some things that I was like, I don't know if I would feel comfortable watching it. So if anyone has watched it, I would love to know whether you felt like it was clean and tastefully done. For me, I won't watch something that has nudity in it. And I couldn't tell from what I read whether it was the kind of nudity that was like the war, you know, we see those pictures, or whether it was actual, you know, yeah, people probably get what I'm saying. So anyway, if you've watched it, let me know, because I really loved the book and I really wanted to watch the show, but then I was like, I couldn't tell from the reviews that I read. Another book, this is very different than what I usually listen to or read, but it was Dear Bob and Sue. And when I listen to this, it is a couple that they wrote letters from their adventures visiting all of the U.S. national parks. And they have wit and sarcasm that made me laugh out loud. And it was just so interesting to hear about their adventures visiting all the national parks. And you think, that doesn't sound very interesting. Well, they made it very interesting. And they also just did such a good job of teasing and poking fun at one another. And it just reminded me a lot of you, Jesse, and like how we would, if we were to go visit the national parks, just you and me, this is kind of how we'd probably have these experiences and stuff. And they really inspired me to want to visit more national parks. That was never even something on my radar. And ever since listening to this, I have wanted to visit national parks. And so I guess their mission was accomplished.
Well, I was just looking through my list. I have like, I use Goodreads, and I created my own shelf of audiobooks. So every time I finish an audiobook, I add it to the Goodreads, but I put it specifically on an audiobook shelf. And I think that I had started back in 2020.
You started using Goodreads back in 2020?
Well, Killing Kennedy was added in 2019.
This is news to me. I didn't even know you used Goodreads. Did you hear about it from me or somebody else?
Yes, I did, from you.
But you never told me you have this secret account that I didn't know about?
I thought you knew I had it.
I had no idea. Yeah. I'm not even friends with you on Goodreads.
I'm only friends, I think, with my sister on Goodreads.
So. Well, how did your sister know about Goodreads and I didn't?
And that must have been a mistake on her part.
Okay, well, would you please friend me so that I could know that you're on Goodreads? Because I'd like to know. Leave it to you, though. On my Goodreads account, I really just use it to track all the books that I read and then also my star ratings. I don't write reviews. I don't engage with other people. I don't do all the things that you can do, but I don't even tag books at all.
I just, the date that I started, the date that I ended,
and here's a review. That's
the date started for mine, but basically
it's when you put it on there.
Mine is to track what of the last books of those series that I've read, that I've listened to.
Because when there's so many books in the series, when you start listening to it, you can't tell.
For instance,
did I listen to this
before? There's a book by Vince Flynn, Mitch Rapp series called The American Assassin. That's the first book in that series. And I just read the final book in that, listened to the final book in that series like last month.
And when did you start the first one?
First one was July of 2020.
And there were 20 books?
No, that one is going to, Code Red is the 22nd book in the series. It had just come out this year.
Wow.
So, yep. And that particular author, Vince Flynn, had died in the middle of the series.
So someone finished it out for him.
There were several authors that picked it up and finished it out. And so this particular author had finished out the Mitch Rapp series.
So that series is done now.
Yep, it is done.
Another book that I listened to October 2020, Atomic Habits. And it's one of those that it has stuck with me since then. And I ended up getting a physical copy of the book, reading the physical copy of the book. I probably need to go back and reread it again, but I would highly recommend. It's one that if you have not read it, I mean, it has sold, I don't even know how many millions of copies. So most people probably have read it, but if you haven't, I just think it's the best book on habits that I've ever read. And he approaches things in a way that just makes it feel very, very doable.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. If you've heard me talk at all over the last few years, you know that I went through a season where I had very severe seasonal allergies, and it took me a while to figure out what was triggering it, and it was debilitating. If you've ever suffered from this, I actually had my polyps got really swollen in my nose, and then I got chronic rhinitis, so I could not smell out of my nose. And not only that, but I would have these really awful headaches, the kind that just kept me from being able to enjoy my life. And I started going to an ENT, and one of the things that he recommended was Claritin D. And so for a time period, I took Claritin, and it was such a help to me. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. It works so well. I am a living testament to how well it works. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you've ever suffered from seasonal allergies, if you can relate to kind of some of the things that I have experienced and you want some relief, I highly recommend checking out Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. We hear often about probiotics and gut health and the importance of prioritizing probiotics and gut health. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming to know, where do we start? What do we do? What brand should we trust? Well, an easy place to start is with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic and PDS08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. They are clinically studied probiotic and prebiotic formulations that are easy to add to your family's daily routine, and they help support whole body health for parents and kids. One of the things I love about seed probiotics, the DS01 and the PDS08, is that they don't need refrigeration. So it's so convenient, you can take it on the go. I also recommend that you, if you're wanting to start this habit, stack it onto another habit. So what is something that you do every morning? Every morning, do you eat breakfast? Well, as soon as you eat breakfast, let that be your reminder to also take your probiotic. You can even set it out at night because, like I said, it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So set it out at night right by where you're going to prep your breakfast in the morning as a reminder to take it. The DS01 Daily Symbiotic, which is for 18 and over, this is for adults, the one that I've been taking, is backed by rigorous scientific validation. It's formulated with 24 scientifically and clinically studied strains for benefits across gut, skin, and heart health, and it's extensively tested for potency, purity, and contaminants. Invest in your whole family's health with Seed. Go to seed.com/crystal and use code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month of DS01 Daily Symbiotic or PDS08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 or PDS08 at seed.com/crystal, code 25crystal. Okay, so this might seem like a bit TMI, but we're going to go there. If you are going through menopause or perimenopause and you are just struggling to figure out how to manage hormones and all the weird different things going on with your body, or maybe you're just struggling with your hormones in general, you need to check out Hormone Harmony. I have been seeing this all over the internet. It's not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's truly become a phenomenon. And women cannot stop talking about it. I have seen it all over social media. In fact, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If that doesn't say something about how many of us would really like to be able to regulate our hormones better. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. And clearly it works based upon how many people are talking about it. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, and I am excited to be trying it out and just to really be making the goal of health for this year something that is my priority. And as someone who is 42 years old, I know that working on my hormones is something that is really important. If you want to join me for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use coupon code CRYSTAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CRYSTAL for 15% off today.
I believe you also listened to the code name
Lise.
And there was another code name Helene. I'm not sure.
That is not on here for some reason. I think that must have been before I started using Goodreads.
Well, those were two books.
That was a really good book. And then also the other one that I think that is by the same guy, the same author that wrote Codename Lise, wrote the book about...
Corrie ten Boom? Is that same author?
I thought it was the Alexander Popov.
Sorry, book. I'm getting mixed up. Okay, yeah, who were you going to say? Sorry.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Well, anyway, these are books about spies who are female spies and just fascinating. And we just both really, really, really enjoyed those books.
Yes, this I actually found it on my Goodreads. Larry Loftus is the author of Codename Lise. And I just looked up his other books, and the one that
Ariel Lahan is codenamed Helen. So it's, I don't know if it's, if they're connected at all. They just happen to have, it might be completely different. They just happen to have similar names, but it's about similar types of things, but yeah. Two different authors.
This other one I was thinking of was Into the Lion's Mouth, the true story of Disco Popoff, not Alexander. I thought it was, it's in Disco Popoff. He was a World War II spy, patriot, and real life inspiration for James Bond. That is a fascinating book and would be amazing on audiobook. I actually read the book, but audiobook would be really good.
And I have not read or listened to that one. Another audiobook that I really loved, The Things We Cannot Say by Kelly Rimmer. And it is an interesting juxtaposition of modern day and historic and how the author brings things together. It's just really beautiful. It also shines a light on autism and children who are nonverbal. And she just weaves it together in just... I just love the book. I loved how she wove it together. And it also just brought some things to light historically that I didn't know about as well. Another book that I really loved is The Orphan's Tale by Pam Genoff. And this was a part of World War II history that I never heard of before. And it was how they actually hid Jews in the circus and how they taught them how to do different circus acts and hid them in the circus to protect them from the Nazis. And so it's, again, historical fiction, but based upon things that actually happened. And if we're going to be talking about historical fiction, I have to mention We Were the Lucky Ones. It's actually not fiction. It is based upon true story. Everything that I researched, it's very true to the story. It is just one of those books that stuck with me. I think about it often. It is the story of multiple family members who they were all Jews and just the different things that they did and the different ways that they ended up surviving World War II. And it's actually, again, made into a TV series now. And once again, I looked it up. I was so excited about it and just didn't know if I felt comfortable watching it. So if you've seen it, let me know because I really wanted to watch it, but I just wasn't sure if it was something that I would feel comfortable watching. So, but the book was fascinating, and I would highly recommend it. That is by Georgia Hunter. A book that was more of a, I felt like it didn't keep you on the edge of your seat, but sometimes we need to read books that just feel a little bit calmer and just sweet. It was called The Last Bookshop in London by Madeline Martin. And there was just something really soothing about the book. It also made me want to read some of the kind of great classic works that I hadn't read before because of how it wove it into the book. It made you want to be a reader of classic works. And I've never thought like, wow, I want to read The Count of Monte Cristo or something. But after that book, I was like, oh, maybe I should read that. That actually sounds really fascinating. Jesse, a book that you and I both listened to, The President is Missing by James Patterson and Bill Clinton.
I had just seen that one. That was really good.
That was really good.
And then there was one that was right after that. Did you listen to The President's Daughter?
Yes, I did. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was the sequel to that.
Yes. That was also James Patterson and Bill Clinton.
That was really good too.
Yes, both of those. If you like sort of thriller, political, kind of keep you on the edge of your seat sort of thing. And the other thing I would say about it was interesting that it was written by a former president. So you felt like there was insight into the Secret Service and just how things operate that you wouldn't have if you were just a typical author. And so it made you, there were certain things in there that made you wonder, did something like that actually happen? You know, it was just that was fascinating.
And a lot of times the authors in these books, they take the actual events that had happened and create kind of like a composite event of multiple different events that that actually happened. So there's kind of what's true, what's not. It's fascinating to take a guess while you're reading or listening.
Kristen Hanna is an author that most everyone who has anything to do with books has heard of. I have listened to multiple books of hers. One of my very favorites was The Great Alone. It is about living in Alaska. And it was so interesting. Also, I think because your brother and his wife live in Alaska, I've never visited Alaska before. It made me sort of want to and not want to, but it was talking about what it's like in the winters and how dark it is and how cold it is and how primitive it is and how people are so prone to depression and anxiety and to really things like drinking and drugs and just kind of wild behavior. Mm-hmm. And from what we've heard from your brother, that's
pretty accurate.
Not too far off, but it was just really interesting to kind of walk in the shoes of someone who is living there for a long time. And it's, again, it's a novel, but I felt like very accurate descriptions of the cold and the dark and just how that can really do a number on you emotionally, physically, spiritually to live in that. One of my top reads in the last few years was the book Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. I believe it was her first novel. And I never, ever, ever would have thought that a book that has an octopus as a main character would be a book that I would be interested in. But it just drew me in. It was so engaging. It was very well narrated. And in fact, I had checked it out from Libby and didn't start it for quite a while. And so then once I started it, I had to give it back. Basically on Libby, you can only borrow it for a certain amount because it's from the library. And I put it back on hold, but I was so interested in how the story was going to end. And I was so caught up in the story that I ended up ordering the book from Amazon so I could get it shipped to me and get it the next day so that I could finish. So it's one of the few books, like Atomic Habits was one. And that actually, after I started listening to it, I was like, I want to have a copy of this. So I highly recommend remarkably bright creatures, even if you think, I could care less about an octopus. Well, after reading it or listening to it, you might change your mind on that. Last year over summer, the kids and I had this idea that we were going to do a book club. And so each of us chose a book that we wanted all of four of us to read. It was just the teens and I. And then I ordered them, and we didn't get too far into the book club because we only ended up, a few of us read a few of the books, but one of the books we all read, and that was the book by Ruta Sepetys. And I actually read the book, but then I loved it so much that I ended up listening to all of her other books. And so the book that I read, which you also, I would highly recommend listening to, this book was called Salt to the Sea. So that was my first foray into Ruta Sepetys. So I ended up then going and listening to the rest of her books that are historical fiction, The Fountains of Silence, and then also I Must Betray You. And then she also has a book called Between Shades of Grey, which is an unfortunate title because it has nothing to do with what we think of when we think of Shades of Grey. It's historical fiction and also really fascinating. I would recommend all of those. She also has a book called Out of the Easy. I didn't get into that one as much. It's a very different style. And so I would highly recommend the Salt to the Sea, Fountains of Silence, Between Shades of Grey, and also I Must Betray You. Finally, if we have not given you enough books to keep you busy for the summer or the rest of the year, a book that came highly, highly recommended to me by many people was called The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek. It's by Kim Michelle Richardson, and then also the follow-up book, The Bookwoman's Daughter. And both of them were just very, very interesting, based upon true history I'd never heard before of not only the Packhorse Librarian Project, which the book is all about, but also the Blue People. And it's just really, really interesting. It's kind of a treatise on racism and how we can just really view people who are different than us in a really derogatory way without even recognizing. And I just found so many things in it that really challenged me and convicted me of how I can have viewpoints of different people, how I can treat different people. I think having a son who has a lot of disabilities has opened my eyes to a lot of things that I wouldn't have seen before. And it was just a really, really well-written book that also made you really think. So I would highly recommend both of those, The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek and also The Bookwoman's Daughter. There are a few things in them that could be triggering to some people. So I would do a little bit of research beforehand, but I ended up then, once I listened to the book, I had to go dig online and research and be like, was this actually true? And then I wanted to see pictures and just really understand more about the blue-skinned people. And it was a whole new thing that I had never heard of before. And I think probably a lot of people hadn't. And so I just really love it when authors shine a light on parts of history that I never heard of before, or help me understand what it's like to walk in someone's shoes in a way that I haven't experienced before. So hopefully that gives you a lot of books to listen to and read over the summer. One honorable mention that I was going to say is, if you have younger kids, you can usually get all of the Little House on the Prairie books, and I think they're very well narrated, and that would be something fun to listen to with your kids. They're also fun to read aloud. We're reading them aloud right now, but if you have a long road trip coming up, those are great to listen to. I always enjoy them. They're just kind of the reads that they just feel cozy. So I wanted to mention that as well. Those are available on Libby. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'd love to know what your favorite audiobooks are. What are some audiobooks that just stand out to you as they were well narrated, a really engaging story, something that taught you something that stuck with you for months or years to come? Send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. We're always looking for new book recommendations and audiobook recommendations. I'm always adding new ones to my Libby account to put on hold so that I never run out. Because I mean, it's a terrible thing if you run out of books to listen to. So I always try to be adding new ones to my Libby account. So if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear. I love to know what books you just feel like everyone must read or must listen to this book. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.